Hello and welcome to Bricks and Banter, the show with real talk from the custom LEGO community. I'm your host as always, Billy, and today's guest is the turquoise god himself. You might find him sanding torsos, sipping on a cold Baja Blast, or just straight flexing with the Citizen Brick Hall of Fame medal around his neck. That's right, today we have on Artifice 12, aka Ferg. It was an absolute pleasure having him on, and I really hope you enjoy my conversation with him. So with no further ado, let's get right into it. For a podcast host, I have no social skills, you know?
Well, I mean, that's fine. I don't have social skills either.
Hey, well, what do you know? It's a perfect match.
Oh, baby, let's go. Tinder match.
And here we are. Fuck.
All right, that's it. That's the podcast.
Thanks for being here, you know? And we're here with Artifice 12, aka Ferg. How are you doing, man?
Dude, I'm doing fantastic. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm glad you're here with the energy. You cracked open a warm one.
Oh, that's right.
It'll be a good time.
I know. Yeah, and it's a couple of firsts here tonight on Bricks Billy's basement. No, Bricks and Banter.
This man's has the audacity to hit me up and be like, "Hey, so when are we gonna have the podcast? I want to be on Billy's basement." Like, bro.
Dude, I genuinely thought that was the name of the podcast for like 2 weeks, and then I'm like, oh, wait.
It's all right. I mean, in all honesty, that was the working title for like a long time before it actually released.
So. But yeah, no, a couple of firsts tonight, you know? First CB Hall of Famer, besides yourself.
For sure.
And the first person that's actually shorter than Alex.
Damn. What kind of microscopes do they use to find you?
It's not even been invented yet. I'm not even on the map.
Damn.
I know.
That's really cool that you could interact through us, through the airwaves, you know?
I'm pulling an Ant-Man, you know? I'm sending out my my quantum energy or whatever.
Another first is that this is our first time really talking voice to voice.
I know it is. And I mean, because we were what? We were going to meet up at a Brick World Chicago 2020. And we all know how that went.
Yeah. I almost forgot I actually had plans for that. I was just like, that was on a dream. That was like, maybe things will work out for that. But then.
Dude, that was gonna be legit. Like, I had my plane tickets, I had my hotel, I had my work scheduled off, and then it's like, nope.
Yeah. Actually, I realized, I don't know how I completely forgot about that, because I think I'm just so heartbroken over Virginia that came to it. I was about to make, like, actual legitimate plans for that, because me and Colin were going to meet up and boogie out together for that.
Yeah, for sure.
So, it's a good thing I didn't actually buy anything.
That's okay. I got all my money back. I got my ticket banked, and then I got all my hotel refunded immediately, and I got my Brick World Chicago refund I think like 2 months ago, so we're golden.
Yeah, weren't they being a bit fucky with the money?
They were being a little stingy, and I kind of get it, because like they reserved that hall.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely hard for them.
And they put down that deposit money. I think it really sucks for the vendors, because they're getting that money last, and the people that were showing will get it out before then.
Yeah. Just like credit for next year.
And the people that are, you know, showing will get that before them, and then the people that were just regularly attending got that like first, I think.
Yeah, it's not an easy situation.
It's really not, so I can't really, you know, be mad about it, but I also get both sides, and it's infuriating. But you know what,
next Chicago for sure.
Yes, next Chicago, that will be the spot, trust me, it'll be off the chain. Also, the next
we're gonna have roped out in the rafters, the Hall of Fame only section.
Dude, I know.
You know, if it was you came last year, you wouldn't have been invited in. You know, so
I know I wouldn't have been. But you know, now we're here. We're at the high roller table. You know, we're banging it out. Yeah?
We're all the way up.
That's right. And I think you know what? I think the listeners really need to know our answers for this, because it's a hot button issue this week.
Oh?
Godzilla versus Kong. What's your answer?
I'm gonna be real. I haven't been keeping up with the fight too hard. You know, it's like that what was the big fight lately? Well, McGregor and whatever.
Oh yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They're There's research for each. You got your sides, but I've just been too busy with GME right now. I mean,
Godzilla vs. Kong would have been a bigger story had, you know, people not been buying up the GameStop.
For sure. Of course. Dogecoin. Honestly, a better argument is Dogecoin versus GameStop.
The Clash of the Titans there. Clash of the Meme Titans.
For sure.
Which, I mean, Doge memes, you know, they have classic root in history. And, you know, I was there to see their rise, their fall, and now their rise again. And now the rise of the Doge currency. But,
It's going to take over.
It will. I think it's a new wave. I think we're going to get rid of the U.S. dollar and switch to the Doge standard.
It's close enough to a dollar. I mean, might as well. Yes. I mean, if we're looking at the stats, though, GME's, it's held consistent. Doge, it's a bumpy ride over there.
I guess we just have to sit back and see.
Well, yeah, we got to be on the right side of history.
The right side, yeah.
I think this is the most bullshitting that's ever happened before we hopped into how'd you like Lego or something?
I know. And you knew that going into this, but like, it's still surprising.
So Ferg, do you like Lego or something?
I'm looking around in my room and I'm looking at all these plastic drawers filled with plastic bricks. And I'm like, I'm thinking I do actually.
Oh, word. How did that happen?
Oh, well.
When were you diagnosed with retardation?
like everything out there, there's two stories. There's the cut dry, you know, Batman origin. Everybody on the face of the planet knows this origin story, you know. It's short, sweet, you know where it's going. But then there's the Joker origin. Like, not a lot of people really know this backstory, you know. It goes all the way back to the beginning. So, what do you think your listeners will take more to?
Dude, I'm ready to dive down the rabbit hole.
Ready to go down all the rabbit hole, yeah?
For sure.
All right. Well, I guess it really started in 2001 when I was about 3 or 4 years old. This is like all the way to the beginning. Like, my godparents gave me a Jack Stone set.
An epic. Oh, dude. Absolute Chad.
Dude, it's the Chad Lego theme. Like, sorry. Look at Jack's chiseled face. Like, it's the best
that
theme.
Jaw line.
Absolutely.
Six pack abs.
Absolutely. Literally hanging off the front of a helicopter on the box art. Dude, I thought that was so cool.
This Lego minifigure slaps your girl's ass in the club. What do you do?
Go home. That's not your girl anymore. Like, sorry. But yeah, it was Jack Stone set 4607. It was like the semi-truck trailer, and it had the helicopter on the back that you could like take off. And I was like, dude, this is the coolest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh man, playing with it. And like, that was like the only Lego set I had for like about a year or so, because like, I was four.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
You're not going to give your kid like an entire Lego collection at age four. Like, so what is it going to do? But like, I guess my Lego really didn't like to get started until about age six or seven. And that's when like I got a giant Walmart gift card and I bought like the biggest Alpha Team set out there. It was the Oogles Fortress set.
And nice.
If you're a Lego connoisseur, you know about Alpha Team Mission Deep Freeze. Like, that's a sick theme. But you know, because it's like I bought that with my gift card, and in my family, it wasn't like, oh hey, let's get in the car today and go to Target and buy a Lego set. It was like, no, you get it on your birthday and Christmas, and my birthday and Christmas are like 3 weeks apart. So like, I get bricks, and then I had to wait an entire year with that stash of bricks.
Yeah.
So like, if I wanted something different, guess what? You got to make it out of these bricks, buddy. So I would like.
You love it though.
Oh, absolutely. But so it was basically, I basically enjoyed all of that until about fifth or sixth grade. Then it was like, ooh, Legos are stupid. Why are you still playing Legos? So like, I kind of just like, I didn't sell it off or give it away. I just kind of shelved it for the longest time until about ninth grade. I started picking up building a little bit again. But what I was really doing was actually reselling a lot of my figures and sets and stuff, and stuff that like kids my age, their parents were giving their Lego away because they didn't want it. And so I was like picking it up on like the cheap or even free, and I was just reselling it and making money.
AKA scamming.
Well, okay. I can't compare to the king yourself, you know. But yeah. Yeah, so I was making money, you know, getting plans to, you know, like get a car and all that stuff. And then, actually it's kind of my little dark secret here, but in 11th grade I had like this week of like exponentially increasing health issues.
Oh man.
I know, it really sucked. But basically what had happened was, because it was like the first day it's like I couldn't taste anything, and then the second day I felt numb in my arm, and it was like a bunch of weird stuff like that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And
you were patient zero of COVID, is what you're telling?
No, actually it's even rarer than COVID, actually. It's something like I think 7 people in the United States experience a year. Where, wow. I know, it's wild. But my brainstem demyelinated, which if you're a science nerd, your brainstem has like this little fatty layer that goes around it. And like that just disappeared.
Wow.
I know, it was crazy. So like I was in the hospital for like a couple of weeks, and like one of my dad's friends bought me a pick-a-brick cup full of just like random pieces, and they're bright and colorful, and I was just like messing around with them the entire time. And I'm like, oh man, I gotta get back in the Lego. This is so fucking cool. I love this shit so much. I'm like, oh, toys. And I think also something like in my brain just like sort of destabilized, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna start getting the Lego and the toys, because like I also started like collecting a little bit more Hot Wheels at that time. I'm like, I'm gonna get all the stuff I had as a kid, or like didn't have as a kid and wanted as a kid, because I'm like, I need it so bad.
Interesting.
It was very. No,
did that have any like long-term effects till now, like the brain condition you had?
Actually, yes, because now it's certified multiple sclerosis, really. So people really think that that was like basically a relapse, quote unquote, but like, because I had never had any like symptoms at all at that time.
Uh-huh.
So that's what they're basically calling it. But yeah, so I can't really taste in 70% of my mouth, number one.
Wow.
I know, it's wild. And number two, like my left hand, it's like a little shaky sometimes and a little bit weaker than my right arm, because I'm right-handed, so.
Mm.
But yeah. And at that time too, I had to relearn how to walk, so that really sucked.
Wow.
Yeah, it was nuts. But anyway, so that I was like, started after that happened, I started just, you know, just getting in the Lego, just like full force, you know, back into it. It's
before
no longer...
you continue on, does the 30% of your taste buds that do work, are the only taste they can register is Baja Blast?
Yes, 100%, all day, every day, you know.
Amazing.
I know.
Please continue.
No, it's great. So basically, at that point, I just started, like, you know, getting back into the hobby. Like, it wasn't super embarrassing, you know, to do it, because I was, you know, almost 18 at this point, you know. Like, what are these kids in high school going to do if I start playing Lego, you know? What are they going to do about it? They can't do anything about it.
What are you going to kiss me? Huh?
Maybe. What if we were playing Legos and we kissed?
I mean, what if we both try to reach for a red 2x4 and our hands touched? What happens then?
I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. But basically, I started just buying up every set I could, like every new and old set that I could get my hands on at that point. Yes. And so a couple of years later, I like got my first like, you know, real job. And then I like went, and I had been to, you know, BrickCon as like a real little kid. And like my dad bought me like a couple of pieces, but like it wasn't like a whole thing, you know?
Mm.
So it was like really cool to just like, you know, look at these cool Lego builds that all these adults had done. And then like I started going as like a real adult, I think 2016 and 2017. And like when I was walking out of BrickCon 2017, I was handed like a little card that said Bricks Cascade 2018 for March 1st. And I was like, all right, that's cool. And that's in Portland. So it's about 4 hours south of where I live. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make a vacation, because I had some I had been at my job for at least a year at that point, and so I had finally vacation time. Sweet. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take a small vacation, and I'm going to go down to Brick's Cascade for 4 days, and, you know, I'll take my girlfriend. And then, like, 2 days after Valentine's Day, she, like, broke up with me, so I was, like, kind of like, oh. Damn. I don't know, it really sucked, but, I mean, it wasn't going to last very long, you know, one of those situations. Mm-hmm. But I was like really sad, and then I'm like at Brick's Cascade, and like I'm experiencing this whole new world of adult fans of Lego, and I'm like, holy shit, this is amazing. And like I had made a couple of builds. I think it was a couple of Jurassic Park Jeeps. I made the Luke's Island from The Last Jedi. And nice. It was like made out of all plates, and it was looking back, it's like, compared to my new stuff, it's like, it wasn't that great, but it was still really mm-hmm. cool and really big for the time, you know?
Yeah.
And like, my first Brick's Cascade, I won an award.
Damn.
I know.
What a flex.
I know. You're talking to not one, but five award builder.
Damn.
I have five awards, yeah.
You didn't need to measure dicks like that on me. That was...
I just blew up the whole Bricks and Banner fan base, you know.
the people at home weren't ready.
No, they were not. But yeah, so
what did you win the awards for?
Well, actually,
which, builds.
It actually wasn't for my builds. It was for the one-handed building contest that they held.
Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with those.
Yeah, so that was really cool, because like I just went in and I just dominated with like 18 minutes on the timer. Sweet. And like everybody else was like 40, 45 minutes. They were just like in awe that I just completely obliterated everything.
Huh.
Yeah.
You said it was the one hand one?
Yeah, the one handed build.
Is it because you primarily build with your right hand if you're missing feeling in your left?
It is, yeah.
No way.
I know.
Dude, this is some superhero shit, bro.
It's literally Avengers like backstory. It's so funny. Cause it's like, I'm like, all right, I mostly have them right-handed anyways, number one. Number two, it's like, oh, yeah, my left hand kind of sort of doesn't work. I can do this.
Dude, that's so sick.
It's so funny. And, it's so funny, especially with the fact that I basically did it in half the time as everybody else did.
Yeah.
It was just so funny to me.
So has anyone ever even come close to your time at this point, like in the other years you've gone?
I've done it every other year, and I have lost, but I think that's because they were smaller sets, number one, and number two, they were a little less difficult.
Got you.
Yeah, because I've done it. I did it in 2019 and 2020, because 2020 Brick's Cascade was like the last LEGO convention held, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, because it was like the 2019 one was like a 5-plus set, I think. And the 2021 was a Brickheads, so, you know, not that hard.
Mm.
So I did get smoked, but I got not too bad, because I came in like, I think, third in 2019 and fifth in 2020.
Nice.
Yeah, so I did.
Yeah, you got to get those reps back in over quarantine, you know.
Oh, I know.
Come back, reclaim the title.
Dude, I'm going to like just completely destroy 2022 Brick's Cascade, because 21's not happening, because that would be at the end of next month, or I guess this month, since it's basically February at this point.
Yeah, by the time this goes up, it would be
right. Yeah, but so that was 2018, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so freaking cool. And so I was like just immersed in Lego, and I just started building in any free time that I could. And between my Lego and my car stuff, it's like I was kind of just book solid. I was like, oh man, I'm just gonna do all of this at the same time. But and then 2019 Brick's Cascade, when I went back, I won two awards. So for my builds this time, I won the Charming Chariot Award, which was the best vehicle in pop culture, and that was for my red Subaru WRX from the movie Baby Driver.
Nice.
That I built. And then I also got a Star Wars Honorable Mention Award for my Scarif Shieldgate build, which was also my first Beyond the Brick feature.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, I've got three of those now. I got three Beyond the Bricks features. So that's another thing that I get to add.
What
to
a flex!
Belt. I know another flex to add to my belt.
And now you're on the Bricks and Banner podcast. Oh, what higher fame, you know?
There's nowhere to go but down at this point. So that was that, and then that year I also went to two other cons. I went to Bricks by the Bay in June of 2019, and then BrickCon in October of 2019. And yeah, I know it was great, and didn't win any awards at those two, but I did meet some really really good friends now. And then Bricks Cascade 2020, I got People's Choice honorable mention for our collaborative Jurassic Park build, and then we also got the best collaborative build for our Jurassic Park collaborative build.
That thing was epic.
Yeah,
and that was the one on Beyond the Brick, right?
That is the one on Beyond the Brick. Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the interview I'd seen, not the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of people have seen that one, and like, because the first half of the interview was with my was buildmate Davey, who actually was the first person to greet me at Bricks Cascade 2018. So I really have a lot of props to him, because he's just such a nice guy. And he's just like so warm and bubbly. And he's like, oh yeah, this is such a great place. You know, we're going to make you feel at home. And he would like bring donuts every morning to the con table. And it was so cool.
That's a great guy.
Yeah. He's a great guy. Love him. But so he did the first part of the interview, and then I did the second part, just like showcasing everything. And it was so fun. And then it was like all the kids that would like come up and just like look at it, and they're like, oh man, this is so cool, all these dinosaurs. Because one of our build buddies, Bob, he just started buying dinosaur, the full plastic dinosaurs that come in all the Jurassic Park sets. And he just has like tubs,
an army,
and tubs and tubs of them. Like every dinosaur you see on that build is his.
Damn.
Yeah, it's nuts. Insane. So yeah, and then 2020, you know, not a great year, but I did win two awards at Bricks Cascade, and then got pretty kind of famous a little bit. And then the big one, Citizen Brick Hall of Fame number 9.
Hell yeah.
I know.
Congrats.
Thank you. Which because at my first BrickCon, I bought my first Citizen Brick figure, the mayor of Flavortown, because I'm like, oh man, it's Guy Fieri, my favorite person in the entire world.
And it's the Flavor Man.
Exactly. And like, I bought it, and then after I bought it, I think it like got immediately like discontinued because it was just such an old piece. Yeah. And then like about a few months later, I saw people started like hitting me up for it. They're like, hey, can you sell the Flavortown? I'm like, no, get out of my DMs. Get out of here. I don't want to sell this. This is my favorite minifigure. And then like I started discovering the fact that like Citizen Brick had like this cult following and all these other cool pieces. And I'm like, oh man, this is dangerous. And I just, I started casually buying. I wasn't like, you know, full force nuts to butts, you know, just dumping my entire paychecks into CB.
And as you are now.
Well, you know, that's a different story. But, That's the evolution, you know?
Right.
But yeah, so...
A slippery slope.
Yeah, and then I started getting my first misprints around... at Bricks Cascade 2019, because I discovered the misprint bin that I had known was like... Well, I knew it was like a thing. I just didn't know how you could get into it.
Right.
Right. And then basically Joe and I started talking, and we kind of really hit it off because we're kind of like the same vibe of a person, you know? Like really kind of just deadpan... about everything.
Yeah, sure.
And so I can't speak for Joe because, you know, that's him, but I think we're pretty good friends, you know. Mm-hmm. Even though we've only like, you know, seen each other a couple of times.
I mean, it seems like he responds to your emails, you know.
You know, he does respond
to my
emails.
But that's our business. We got to keep that on the low.
We do. We can't be spoiling this because, you know, Hall of Fame stuff, you know.
Of course. Top secret business.
Gotta give you a handshake through the microphone.
Yeah. The secret handshake.
Can't see it.
But that's wild that you only really got into the Citizen Brick scene recently and then still
you know, like,
got the claim to fame like that.
Exactly. Because like, I'm never going to be able to live this down, but I have to give credit where credit is due. Our buddy Parker, he's like...
Damn it. I was just going to say Parker. Okay. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
His CB knowledge just like blows my mind. But then again, he's been there from like the absolute beginning.
He has.
It's like, I'm shocked he doesn't have Hall of Fame yet.
I was really about to say, it's just even a more significant flex that you beat Parker to it. Just it being is. In it after but, only like 2 years.
I know, I'm never going to be able to live this down because he's going to bring this up every time, but he really does deserve it. I think a little bit more than myself, but
if he doesn't get it next go, if he's not number 10, I think we riot. Honestly,
I would, you know what? I'll put it, actually, I've got Joe's phone number. I'll text him and I'd be like, dude, give Parker Hall of Fame.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, from what I heard, like he, not that he always makes the decision, like just himself, but he would, consult with other Hall of Famers. I think that was the case with mine. Because Joe had asked around, he's like, hey, who do you guys think should be the next person?
Well, but and, you've been on the scene since 2013, so I think you...
Yeah, I've been around. Obviously, Joe had probably me in mind as well, yeah. But from what I had heard from, like, other Hall of Famers, they're like, oh, yeah, he had... Or in what Joe had told me when he actually handed it to me. He was just like, yeah, I asked around as well, and everyone just couldn't have anything to say but nice things about you for the community, so here you are. I'm like, damn.
I guess so, because like I don't buy as much CB as a lot of people do at this point.
Yeah, agreed with. I'm absolutely the same.
I mean,
like, it's just been more sustained over the years. You know,
it's a good product, but like I also number one, I gotta eat, I gotta buy car parts, and I gotta buy bricks for my mocks. You know, I can't spend 100% of my income on CB. You know, let's just
as
just
much
being
as you want
there.
To.
Exactly, yeah. Because he's got good products, you know? Let's just be honest. He's got good products.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm not the one that's out there buying every piece off the drop.
Exactly.
It can't be.
eBay. Don't get me even started on eBay. It's nuts, and I hate it.
Uh-oh, I feel like
we're opening up Pandora's...
We're crossing into the controversy corner territory.
We're opening up Pandora's box at this point. But, you know, man. Yeah, so... And I was shocked because it was like 1 week I got this. I think it was after CB Day, like a couple of months. I want to say I don't know because it must have been June or July when I got it.
Right.
Yeah. So it was like a couple of weeks after CB Day, and I like see this shipping notification. It's like package from Citizen Brick gift. What? And it costed me 1 cent to get Hall of Fame. Because it said payment 1 cent, which he didn't actually take it out of my credit card.
Yeah, it just puts that.
It was just really funny to see 1 cent, and I'm like, what? What did I buy? Because sometimes I get confused and like I don't know what I buy, as with everybody. But like it was like 1 cent gift from Citizen Brick, gift X1 from Citizen Brick is shipping now, and I'm like, what the hell is this? And like I could have texted Joe, but like I didn't want to. Because I was like, what is this?
I remember when you shared that, and then obviously also getting it, like, actually, and you're just like, dude, like, it was what we were thinking it could be.
Yeah, no, because everyone was like, oh my god, you're getting Hall of Fame, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, I'm not. And everyone was like, yeah, no, you're not. You've been on the scene since 2018. Like, come on, this is not happening.
Yeah,
I'm like,
sit down, be humble.
Like, yeah, you know what, that's not happening. And I open the mailbox, and I pick it up, and I'm like, why is this so heavy? And I'm like... Wait a minute.
There's nobody I've been happier for to get the medal. It was awesome, man.
Thank you so much. It's really great just to feel like, you know, it's the generic award speech, but you know, like it's cool. It's a cool piece. Number one, number two, it's like, oh my gosh, so many other people deserve this more than I do. You know?
Yeah, I'm with you. Well, speaking of lovely Hall of Fame members.
Oh, boy.
Can you believe that Lego... Oh, there's the lighter.
Oh, no, sorry. That wasn't the lighter. That's something else. God damn it. I threw it away. I'm sorry.
Don't make me come beat you.
I know. You will beat my ass. I know it.
The speaking of everyone's favorite Hall of Famer... Can you believe that the Lego group has stooped so low as to copy Mr. Craig Kyle? Can you believe it?
Oh man. Let's take a step back here. Craig, the Neapolitan is a wonderful figure. I bought it. I love it.
Absolutely. I love the packaging, most importantly.
Let's come off our high horse a little bit. Lego did not steal your design. Lego has these designs in the works for 3+ years, number one. Number two, you've marketed the Neapolitan figure to death, my guy. Can we please get a new figure? Like, it's a great figure. I love it. I love your work. You've been nothing but nice to me. But please, let's get a new figure, man.
How many pins did you buy?
Oh my god. I was gonna bring up the pins because in my Jeep I stick enamel pins in the headliner right above my driver's seat. Because I like pins and I have so many from going to like video game conventions and everything else.
Sure.
But I'm not paying $10 for a Neapolitan pin. I'm sorry. I'm not doing it. I bought this figure once. You released it twice more times, and I'm not buying it a third time. I'm not doing it, man. I'm sorry. Please come out with a new fig. I've heard your ideas, and I'm not going to spoil because I'm not that kind of type of person. But I've seen and heard your ideas, and they look great. But let's move past Neapolitan, my guy. It's the same thing over and over again, just on like t-shirts, mugs. It's like Spaceballs, the merchandise.
Spaceballs, yes!
Spaceballs, the merchandise. Please, let's move on.
Dude, I was at work the other day, and somebody had a Spaceballs, the mask, it was called. It was
one of the surgical masks. Genius.
I loved it. I had to stop. I was like, dude, that's so funny.
It's genius. Holy shit. But, yeah, let's move past Neapolitan, please.
For sure.
God, we're just going on blast right now, but I'm sorry, I'm tired of it. I can't express to you how much I'm tired of it.
So, I joked and mentioned the controversy corner bit, but me and Ferg were talking, and he wanted to come in with some spicy hot takes. So, just for Ferg here, we're having Bricks and Banner's first ever controversy corner.
Another first. Another first.
This is a bunch of firsts, baby.
Episode just 10. For you. You know, for you. We have to come out here full force.
Of course. So we already hit on it. Neapolitan. It's melted. That's old news. All right.
It is. It's expired.
It's some expired ice cream. We got how are you feeling about Bionicle? Potentially being the 90th anniversary.
Man. Okay. Here's the deal. Bionicle and Lego Star Wars at the same time.
Actually, before we continue, can we call it by its real name? Bonkle?
Oh, Bonkle? Bonkle?
Yeah.
Bonkle, yes. Bonkle fans, I got to give credit where credit is due. Bonkle and Lego Star Wars theme saved Lego. It would not be a brand at this point had it not been for those two themes in the early 2000s.
That's a very hot take.
I got to be real. Give credit where credit is due, because I'm that type of person. You know, I'm not going to short sell you just to put you on blast.
Short selling. That's the next one.
I'm advancing at a rapid rate, but no. Bonkle, you guys actually saved Lego, and you guys had a very successful line of figures, and it ended because, you know, people grew up. They started getting their own jobs. They stopped buying it.
They started having a life.
I started realizing that they were like Lego furries. But no, you guys got older, you guys moved on. And the new generation of buyers for their kids, you know, they didn't want to buy this because their kids didn't want it. And that's fair. It lived its life. And then you guys all got mad. And then they tried to bring it back with Hero Factory and Bionicle 2. And it failed miserably because none of you bought it. None of you bought it. And now you've been whining about it for like 10 years after the reboot. And you're going to get the set and you're not going to buy it. Like, let's be honest. You're not going to buy it. You're going to be like, oh, well, you know, this set really isn't true to the Paraki storyline of 2004. So, you know, I'm not going to buy this, and I'm going to be mean to Lego about it. Yeah, that's going to be it. Even if you do win, oh, man, my buddy Hayden, dude, I've recognized that Bonkle is a revolutionary theme for Lego, but it's done. You even had the idea set, which was up to 10,000, and Lego was like, no, we're not doing it. God, get off your high horse.
High horse? It's a dead horse, man.
I know, it is. It's a high dead horse. Oh God, the theme's done. The theme's done, man. But yeah, I would like to see an adventurer's theme because the Lego designers are itching to do adventure, to bring adventurers back. You see it in all these sets. I mean, Pharaoh's Quest, you see all the little, because I mean, that was basically the modern.
That was a fire theme.
It was modern adventurers, but like it still had, it was different. It was still different because it had some, because it had all these cool vehicles, but they were all basically, you could tell that they were all tied within the same storyline. You know, that Pharaoh's Quest was cool. I had a few of those sets. I want more. I'm not buying more right now because I've got other things to spend my money on. But I'm building my mocks. I'm not buying as many sets as I am right now, but you know, that's a different topic. But you know, I want to see adventurers come back because, like, with the collectible minifigures, you could see that it was Johnny Thunder. They didn't say it was Johnny Thunder, but it was Johnny Thunder. And with that new haunted house, they have I forget his name. I'm blanking on his name. It's not because Sam Sinister was the sidekick, but the main guy. Lord something.
I'm not deep in the lore like that. I know.
I'm forgetting it. But anyways, they have his whole portrait on the wall of the haunted house. So you can tell that the designers, they want this theme to come back so bad. So that's my two cents right there is, you know, adventurers, let's go. Let's bring it back.
I mean, you've swayed me to the adventurer's way.
Let's go.
That'd be hyped.
One down, like 10 million to go.
I mean, it really doesn't take me much to, you know, choose something over Bonkle, but...
Oh my God, the classic Space Nerds. Which, it's a cool theme, but there's no room for it right now, because we're sending people to Mars. I mean, like, classic Space was like, ooh, what would happen if we go to Mars? And it's like, well, we're going to Mars right now, bro. But it's like,
dude, we're going to Pluto in GME right now. Okay?
Exactly. But yeah, no, it's like, I'd rather see a classic Space revival than Bonkle. I hate Bonkle so much.
It's okay. This is a safe space for Bonkle haters.
You know it. In fact, I have a few tubs of Bonkle, and if somebody wants it, they can have it.
Damn, they can have it.
You just gotta pay the shipping.
I sold my Bonkle. I sold like a big old box of Bonkle.
I can't even sell Bonkle. Nobody wants it. Like, I can't even bricklink Bonkle. I've had like two sets for sale for like 3 years and nobody's bought it.
Damn.
I know. So if you want this tub of Bonkle, just pay the shipping and I'll send it to you. That's my PSA, you know. Come check me out. I'll give you some Bonkle if you want.
We should start shorting Bonkle stocks.
Oh, dude, Bonkle has already been shorted. Like, it's a dead trading number. Like, sorry, there's no place for it on the NYSE. It's dead.
Damn straight. So you brought up that you wanted to talk about that in terms of controversy. We got all this Wall Street shit going on.
Oh yeah,
I'm down. I've been invested. I've been watching this lore unfold before it hit the press. Okay, I know. It runs deep.
It runs deep, but yeah, no. Wall Street, I remember 2008. It was not a good time. Nobody was having fun. And
I was there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
Didn't matter, but I was there.
Dude, you were probably the sole cause of it. I mean, with all that scamming you do.
Oh, for sure. You know young me.
Absolutely.
What was I, like eight? Dude, I had my little grubby Cheeto fingers deep in the Wall Street game. Okay?
I know. They were just like feeding you like McNuggets, and you're like, yes.
Me living in New York was no coincidence. I was on that street. That block knew my name, okay?
You heard it here first. If you lost your house in 2008, it was Billy's fault. It was Billy's fault. You can come for him. Don't come for me. Come for Billy.
I'm the face of the recession.
You really are. Your little chubby... tiny cheeks at the first Brick Fair. I'm just imagining that, just like all plastered over the NYSE. That's the half smile. But yeah, no.
You killed me with the chubby cheeks. It's too accurate.
It's okay. I had chubby cheeks too. I think everyone did. But no. And I can sort of see why people are like, oh, this is a bad thing. Because there's a lot of retirement and everything that like is dependent on this. But it's like, y'all idiots, God, you've been doing this for 25 years, and the one time it doesn't go your way, you're going to start crying about it? Come on, bruh.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
No, only we can manipulate the market.
I know. literally all of you in June were like, if you're so smart and you want to be rich, you know, take your stimulus check and you invest it and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay.
Okay, boomer. Like, we invested
like,
it.
And then now you're like, no, no, wait. I was being ironic. Please stop.
Your powers combined are too... You're too retarded together. I can't handle it.
They're like, no, stop it. That's not what I meant when invest. I meant put in your savings account. Yeah, that's what I meant. Mm-hmm. And it's like, mm-hmm.
Yes, under 1% every year. Yes.
God, shut up, 1%. I don't care. I literally don't care that you can't buy a fifth speedboat, okay? Just take it for once. Stop just like crying to mommy and daddy.
Yo,
like
but that speedboat was the Neapolitan misprint.
Oh, shit. But yeah. Yeah, stop crying to mom and dad in Congress that, you know, the one time it doesn't go your way. Like, you know, oh, God. Stop. Just let us have this one thing, please. Stop changing the rules every time you're losing.
This is why Dogecoin was the way.
It was, because yeah, we're all.
Did you buy in when everyone else was joking around about it? Did you get any?
I did.
Hell yeah! What are you still holding?
No, I sold because.
All right, nice.
Yeah, I sold because.
What at 8 cents?
Yeah, 8 cents.
My man.
Which I mean, I made like $20, but that's, hey, $20 I didn't have yesterday.
Epic.
I know.
Yeah, I wish I sold all of mine at the 8 cents. I sold half, but...
Yeah, good job. Hey,
we're still up. We're still up.
Dude, money moves. Like,
for sure. That $50 I profited there is going to my next scam.
Oh, I was going to say, like, you've been doing this since, like, birth. You've been pulling
absolutely.
This long
it's in
con.
My, scamming's in my blood.
Dude, it's been a long con since birth. Come on. You were put here to scam. Like, I've seen the CB hauls you've been picking up from collectors. Like, there's no way that you're not scamming.
Yeah, it's a short squeeze, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
The market's getting too out of control. I've been in talks with Joe to reprint all the Spring Breakers, so, you know, it's
spring
gonna...
Spring Breakers! another controversy! God!
How did you feel when that sold for over $6,000?
Dude, I don't care about Spring Breakers. I'm coming on blast right now.
Oh?
Parker's shared it a bunch of times, and every time I've seen it, I'm like, wow, these are actually kind of ugly, and I don't like them.
Whoa.
Like,
that is a very based take.
It's based and red-pilled. Like,
and red-pilled. I would honestly say it's a bit black-pilled. I think it goes over the line.
It's more of a black-pill, yeah. But I just don't... I think they're kind of ugly. Like, especially the blue-eyed girl, it looks... Like, I remember...
That's the only one I can think. Yeah, the eyes on the girls look weird.
Like, I remember when Lego first did the blue eyes for the Indiana Jones theme, and I thought it was ugly. And I've seen Citizen Brick do it, and I think it's ugly. And coupled with the $6,500 price tag that you paid for it, I know who bought it, so this is really not a jab
Everyone
at you.
Everyone knows who bought it.
Of course. And we're friends, and this is not a jab at you. Please take this with a grain of salt. Don't buy... $6,500 worth of four figures. Like,
it's actually six figures.
Oh, sorry, Parker. I didn't.
Oh, I didn't know it was six because your set's missing the ski mask.
Oh boy, he's gonna wake up on Monday morning and listen to this, and he's just gonna go straight back to bed.
This episode hasn't even aired yet. He doesn't even know what we're talking about, but he's probably getting like, he's probably crying. He's just like,
dude, there goes that Bricklude sponsorship for Bricks and Banner.
He feels a disturbance in this force. He's just like, oh, somebody's shit talking my Spring Breakers. Oh no.
Man, there goes that Bricklude sponsorship for this podcast.
I know.
Like, sorry. I'm sorry I ruined that for you. Like,
it's, you know, it comes and goes. I got Dick Loot lined up, so it's okay.
Oh boy. But yeah, no. Okay. So yeah, no, I just don't like the Spring Breakers set. I just don't like it. I don't think it looks that great, number one. And number two, with the price tag of $6,500, it definitely does not look great.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
it's a wild world.
Props to whoever bought it. I'm sure it's going to make you happy, but I think it's stupid. Like, because I bought my car for $4,500. And yeah. And you
can you drive that CB?
No, you can't drive that CB. Hell, I bought my second car for $1,800. So I could have four of those over six figures.
Yeah.
Like, come on. It's a no-brainer. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, it's wild to see. Like, being in it so long, the game has changed so much.
Even in the three, or I guess almost four now. Well, 3 years going on four. 4 years mm-hmm. I've been on in it. It's changed drastically. Because like, I can get a misprint figure for $30 on eBay. I can't buy it for $130 these days.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane. There's going to be a bubble that's going to burst. Everyone knows mm-hmm. that. I just hope that the people that are relying on their CB being $8,000 don't like hold off any longer, because it's we're almost there, baby. We're almost there. In fact, prices have already started coming down, haven't they?
It seems so.
I feel like they are.
Things are a bit more neutralized now, yeah.
Yes, because Joe really is making more products for so that more people can enjoy it, and the limiting on drops, I've been thank you so much.
Yeah, there was a time where, combined with all the hype, the drops just didn't satisfy what customers were ordering, like,
right,
the quantity wise.
And it wasn't
so that
just
was
like,
just a rough time.
And it's like they could have, but everybody was buying like five
extra,
six,
right,
eight,
right, right,
10 of a figure just to resell. And it's like, bro, what are you doing? Nobody wants 30 cone heads. Like, come on, bro.
What am I going to do with all these tracksuits?
Yeah. So the one per order really did like deter people that saw CB as like the next gold rush, you know, being like,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm not buying. I'm not going back and placing like 70 orders for one figure, you know.
Mm-hmm. But then you got just D'Anthony Smashley, though. Just get your second order in. So.
Dash, the only reason you're not Hall of Fame is because you, like, bought stuff and immediately put it on eBay. Like, come on. You bought, like, eight of them released and it was, like, already listed on eBay, bro. Come on. That wasn't cool. That was just kind of cringe.
Man.
That wasn't based. It was cringe. Like,
it was a cringe moment.
Cringe, man.
Adding that to the cringe compilation.
Yeah. No, that just, yeah. So all the I think Joe starting to put limits on drops is really is making the market go down like to reasonably prices now again. So I respect.
Yeah. I think as long as there's hype in the community, though, for the product, all the old stuff will maintain its value.
Oh, for
sure. Even potentially rise, but things are stabilizing.
For sure, but it's not like people are going to pay, you know, $1,000 for one Norwegian big head that drops, like, next week, you know?
Right.
It's not going to be that level. It'll be, like, a lot of the old stuff, like the biker enthusiast guy, like those will still,
yeah, and just like the old misprints of,
yeah, those
like the 2014 kind,
yeah,
of era,
those
stuff,
will still,
you know,
be of course expensive, but I think right now people are starting, especially with like the whole pandemic thing and people don't have money or a job or a house.
Well, that didn't stop people early on in the pandemic. Honestly, I was surprised how much things popped off during then. I was like, shoot.
Okay, I think that's because there was absolutely more people at home so they could watch the auctions. Way,
yeah,
closer.
I guess, but I just thought people would have been way more frugal with spending.
Well, because I think more people got laid off the more this went on, so I think that's also kind of curbed the market a bit.
That's a good point.
People don't have money; they can't be spending all this money on just a stupid misprint torso or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, so I think that's also really helping. I'm sorry you lost your job; like that really sucks, but it's kind of helped curb the CB market.
Right. Yeah. We're not vouching for somebody losing their job. That's just how it played out. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's just the way the beans rolled, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be I'm really curious for this Citizen Brick Day to see how it plays out, especially on the resale stuff.
I am too, because Joe has done fabulous drops just in between summer and now. He's done absolutely fantastic drops. And I've seen some of the misprint stuff, and I'm gonna be on the low. I got a couple of them. and it's great stuff, and I'm glad I have it. And Pete, this website is probably going to crash as soon as he starts uploading on CBD 8 now.
Yeah,
8th. Yeah, on CBD 8, it's going to crash. The website's going to crash because so many people are going to want this stuff. It's going to be great. All the big head misprints that we're starting to see leak and everything. Ooh, baby.
Damn, got to start saving now.
Oh, boy. Yeah, bank account's going to take a big hit. That that 15,000 nest egg I have, that's going to be gone. Like, sorry.
I'm hoping my Doge pops off so I could afford, you know?
Yeah, hold the line, man. Hold the line.
Hold the line. Diamond hands, baby. Diamond hands.
That's right. Money moves.
You don't lose money if you don't sell, baby.
That's right. That's right.
Buy high, sell low. That's it. That's the motto.
Dude, that's like the Brickarms Workshop Wonders motto.
Oh, God.
Workshop Wonders, that's another conversation.
How do you feel about Workshop Wonders? Since you got into the custom scene, like, past the Brickarms prime.
I'm going to be honest with you. I have had Brickarms, I think, since before high school. So definitely way before, like, I got way back into Lego and the custom scene. I've had Brickarms before. And I've seen a couple of Brickarms mods back in the day. And, like, I tried to replicate a couple of them. Like, that crossbow I sent you.
Yeah.
I definitely tried to replicate that and failed miserably. But that's because I was, like, 10 and I didn't know what I was doing.
Sure.
But the Workshop Wonders are definitely a great thing because it's let people like me who aren't around in the day to get all this cool stuff. That's great. But the market is so heavily saturated that people aren't buying it now.
Like, yep.
You can't give it away right now.
Stop. I don't need another Splazer.
Exactly.
Please.
Exactly. The market is it's not even saturated. It's just, like, full, because you can't even drain the bathtub at this point of Workshop Wonders because nobody wants it.
I heard it, man. I heard that. The only upside was that I feel like Brickarms proto collecting took a backseat to Citizen Brick there.
Ooh, it did.
And it definitely brought a lot of new life into the collecting scene for Brickarms, but it also devalued a lot of it. So
yes,
you know, you gotta take the good with the bad.
Like, sorry, old heads, but, like, some of us new heads, we kind of need some of this stuff too. Like, we can't drop $100 on it from your personal collection. Well, we'd rather pay 10 or 15 from Eclipse Graphics.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, totally.
Don't mean to.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
All right. We've been actually here for a minute. It really went super quick.
Dude, it really did. Oh, dude, once I get talking, it's just, like, on a roll. Because, like, normally when you see me, I'm like, oh, hey, what's up? And then that's, like, the extent of our conversation for 3 years. But, like, once, like, you get to know me and you get me talking, you put a quarter in me, you got to let the whole song play.
I'm the absolute same way. Like, I don't like to say I'm, like, not social, but it's if I don't know you or anything like that, you're not going to get much out of me.
You're not.
But once I have that comfortability, you're done.
Exactly.
Like, we'll pop off. But
yeah, I'll spend 2 hours talking to you about Citizen Brick, and you will not care at all, but you're going to get it anyways.
For sure. All right, you ready for the copper drop here?
Oh, dude, I'm ready for the copper drop.
All right. First item up, you already mentioned it, the Norwegian big heads from Citizen Brick. How are you feeling on those? Those copper drop.
I think it's a cop. I think especially for the odd colored ones that he's teasing, those, especially the dark azure and the black and the silver. Ooh.
Yeah.
Fire. The regular, I think it's a take it or leave it. I mean, I'm probably still going to buy it because, like, just to have in my collection, because, like, I know if I'm going to need it, it won't be available. So I'm just going to pick it up anyways. But misprints, especially cop, regular, cop it or drop it, your own taste. That's up to you, man.
Yeah, I'll echo that. Next up in the pad printing lane, we got True Red stuff. There's a drop tomorrow as we're recording this, which is February 1st. So we have the I Am Okay torso, Jackal figure, Clockwork Orange. There's no specifics on what's actually being released, but he's got some misprint stuff, some new designs. Really going to just feel it out as it launches tomorrow. But how are you feeling on that?
True Red, like, this, his the main guy who runs True Red, he's been following me for a while, and like
me as well, actually. Yeah, and, yeah. We've talked to him before.
And like, dude came on the scene out of nowhere, like, and just started dropping fire.
Man's came in hot.
Dude, he literally came in hot. Like, this is, I'm not gonna say, call it exactly a CB competition, but it's like, it's up there. Like, he's got good stuff too. I mean,
it's definitely in the same lane.
It is.
When it first launched, I paid really no mind because I was just like, oh, this is like CB wannabe. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I kind of looked at the art more and was kind of seeing him release more stuff, I started to really appreciate what he's got going on there.
Like, I like to think of it like a city. Like, you think of a city, and then city blocks are like all the different pad printing, or just not just pad printing, but just printing, you know, mm-hmm. companies, and you put them each on one block. And like, True Red is on the same block as CB, I think.
Yeah.
But okay, the I'm okay torso, I like it a lot. It might be a drop for me. I don't know. I need to see prices.
His prices are a bit high.
They are, but then again, it's coming from what, Italy?
Mm-hmm.
So, and prices and pieces are harder to get in Europe, which
I've never considered that.
Actually, it's weird because if you think about it, Denmark, where Lego comes from, is in
right.
Europe.
Right.
But it's actually cheaper for people to buy parts in the US and have them shipped and pay the international shipping and shipped over there than it is to straight up go to their local Lego store and buy it.
Man.
Yeah. So I get the high prices. Number one, because it's pad printing. Number two, because it's Europe, and getting pieces over there is impossible, almost, I feel.
Wow. Okay, yeah. See, I've been a bit turned away because of the pricing like that. But, I mean, with that in mind, you know.
Yeah, so you really got to, that's what you got to take into consideration with that, but I think the Clockwork Orange figure, I saw about 20 minutes of the movie and I didn't care. So I think that one's going to be a drop for me only because...
Yeah, I never watched it.
Yeah,
and
only because
it's got the blue eyes.
I think it looks slightly better on his figure than it does the Spring Breakers. That's going to be a hot take for a lot of people to pick up, but...
No, I like his design on this figure. No, it's definitely not what I'm going to order because... I don't have any care for the character itself.
The design
came out
fine.
Really good.
The design is fine. Maybe printing on the
legs.
Hip piece, I'd say. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a fine figure. And if you like Clockwork Orange, this figure is definitely for you.
Hit him with that those biggie legs.
Exactly. Al, sorry to put you on blast, bro. But we're gonna keep coming back to the biggie legs.
We love you, Al.
Yeah, we love you, bro.
Please send me my Gambinos, please.
Please, bro. I know you got Joe's like home address and can like straight up just beg him to print you something at like 4 a.m. But no, I think it's a great figure, and people who like Clockwork Orange are going to love it. I don't love it. I hate Clockwork Orange, so I'm not going to pick it up. The Jackal figure, if it's what I think it's from, the Nightcrawler movie with what's his name?
I heard people talking Nightcrawler. I don't know, but
Jake Gyllenhaal. That's it.
Yeah,
I saw Nightcrawler. Well, I remember when Nightcrawler came out, and my mom wouldn't let me see it. And I'm like, oh man, this movie looks so cool though. And she's like, no, you're not watching it. And then like 5 years later, I finally saw the movie, and it blew my mind. It was so cool. I loved it. But I think if that's from, I think it's a great figure that I will pick up. Anyways, but if it is from Nightcrawler, oh man, that is a hot cop right there. Straight cop.
Yeah, I like the design on the figure, but I have no like idea of where it's from. But I like the I'm okay torso. That one hits for me.
I like it too.
All right. Last item up here. We both just discussed it briefly beforehand. This is a toughie. But the Gesture Hands by LEQO,
yeah.
Whatever they're called. I was hyped going into those.
God, I think it was like just the group shot of them all on the sprues, and I'm like,
yeah,
oh my god, I have to have these. These are so cool. Oh my gosh. And then
And then people actually got them.
And then people started getting them and posting photos with them, and I'm like,
that's, they're tough.
They're flat. I guess it technically is a cop since I did buy them.
Mm-hmm. I'm already too committed to the cop to
drop it. Exactly. But I think with the information that I have now, it's a drop. Maybe a V2 that looks better is going to be an instant cup, but as of right now, it is definitely a drop.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Unfortunately, because you know me, I love just like combining every random part that I have, and I think this would be a great addition to my figure building collection. But yeah, mm-hmm. man, it's a drop. V1 is a drop. V2, if it comes, that might be a cop. We'll see.
Yeah, they're just so thick and blocky. They need to be a bit thinner. And
TMC mittens be like.
It sucks, but at least we have those really good cases that they come in.
Yeah.
That's one thing to look forward to.
That's probably the biggest positive is the cases they come in are really cool.
And also, at least they weren't like too expensive.
Exactly. Yeah. They were not
for the
that
whole
expensive.
Sprue, it was pretty affordable.
So like, I definitely don't like totally regret buying it, but like if I had the information I have now when I was purchasing,
I would have passed. For sure. Man, and that's how it goes.
It does sometimes, you know. Sometimes
thanks for being on, Ferg.
Oh, dude, thank you.
This has been
an
absolute great time.
I know, and what's what's ironic is I don't like podcasts. So.
Oh.
But no, you've been doing a great job. I sat down and I listened to all 9 that were available the other day while I was doing something, and you're a little
really
media mogul, man. I respect the hustle.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Any last words to the audience?
I think my last words is stop spending $6,500 on 6 System Brick figures. Stop it. It's not.
Get some help.
Literally get some help. Like sit down, consult a physician and figure out what's wrong with you for doing this. This is insane.
But also no disrespect to who actually got it. You're
absolutely. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to enjoy it. Okay. But I don't get it. I do not get it.
Yeah. I couldn't. Well, we'll leave it at that.
Drop
adios, chief.
Until next time, I guess.
I'll see you later, King.
Oh, later, bro.
What a great dude. Ferg has been a buddy of mine for a while now on Instagram, and being able to finally converse with him through voice chat was nothing short of amazing, and I hope you guys enjoyed. If you did, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes. If you didn't want this conversation to end, well, I have great news for you. There is an exclusive episode right now with me and Ferg up on the Patreon, so go check it out. I know I've been promising you more content, so here it is. I really hope you guys enjoy and expect more like that in the future. Our supporters are keeping the show afloat, so I want to personally thank Seth, Luger Enthusiast, Tupolev, Mike, and Justin. You guys are the best, and if anyone listening is interested in becoming a supporter or wants to hear my additional conversation with Ferg, check out our Instagram bio. Now, with all that said, thank you all for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.